Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
This is the DLP Agenda.
The DLP Agenda. Coming back again. The DLP Agenda. Coming back again.
Okay, be honest with me. Be honest with me. Because I'm fork-tongued, I talk quickly, I'm rather stupid. The last time I was in, were you fucking with me?
Wait.
You promised me you weren't fucking with me the last time we were in.
Tell me what you're talking about. Be specific.
You know what we're talking about.
I need you to tell the listeners.
Oh, I know. We're going to back our way into it. We're going to Tarantino this thing.
Okay.
We're not trying
to make a bit out of this.
No,
I swear.
You swear to God.
Okay, I know. I have some qualifiers.
Okay, just.
But I was not fucking
with
you.
Get to those later.
Okay. All right. If the last time I was on the show.
2 weeks ago.
Eric Woodworth, you were beautiful last week. One of the funniest episodes all year long. Eric Woodworth, Laughs Count Anywhere, Dork Dynasty.
God, I don't even want to do this.
The last time I was in.
You're going to love this, Mac.
We were getting into this training video that we have to take through our company, through Hearst. And it's stuff like...
Hearst is the radio station.
Exactly. It's what owns 98 Rock, WBAL TV. And throughout the years, they now have, I think it's called HGC, the Hearst Creative Group. They used to hire people to make... training videos.
Sure.
What not to do with your technology. How not to feel up a coworker.
Yes.
Don't finger the janitor. They used to hire companies with like pre-built stuff and they'd show it to employees. We shoot our own now. The company shoots and makes their own and they've been doing it with actual actors. Valerie Bertinelli.
People you've seen and heard of.
Like the third string Baldwin brother.
Not A-listers. But people you've all seen.
Everyone knows.
Christopher Walken.
Eric Estrada. The last time I was in, you looked at me wide-eyed and stunned going, you know who's in this recent one? Fucking Christopher Walken.
And Justin are like, wow.
No, hold on.
Okay.
So, and I go, Christopher Walken. And then I think Hearst, billion-plus-dollar company.
All
they can afford it.
Sure. Uh-huh. I don't know why he's doing it, which is weird.
Why would he need
that
to do...
That seemed weird, but yes.
A training video.
It doesn't seem on brand
God,
for him
I don't
at all.
Want to do this.
So we get out of here. We get done. We all say goodbye.
I just believed you.
I 100% believed you. I mean,
why would I lie?
Right. I don't know.
Well,
that's,
wait a minute.
That's my bit.
I was telling the truth.
Yes.
You thought...
Yes.
You thought Christopher Walken was in this video. So
I did.
Get home. And I know I've got to take this training, by the way. Like, it's at the 11th hour.
Yeah.
I have to take it.
I'm right there with you.
Or I'm going to get in trouble with my supervisor. Go home. I pop it open. The very first training video of seven you have to watch, each one from 3 to 5 minutes long, is the modern era of AI and deep fakes. And immediately, I click play on the video, and I see... a Christopher Walken-esque fucking mutation on screen. And within 10 seconds, I go, this isn't Christopher Walken. This is training to teach us to identify a deepfake. I'm hearing the voice come out of this thing.
The whole point of it is for you to be, well, this obviously, I could see where they'd be an attempt and someone could get fooled by this, but this is clearly an example of this not being Christopher Walken.
You've heard 1,000 open mic comedians do a shitty Christopher Walken, hoping to be Jane
they
Moore.
Found
one of did you think they're really Christopher Walken?
They found a guy at Wiseacres.
Did you?
Hold on. We ain't done.
We're not done.
You had me fucking excited. I drove home fast. I spent.
You think Christopher De Niro, she was Robert De Niro when he does that?
He's a better De Niro. He plays a better tennis ball than this guy. I played fucking Walken. In the middle of this guy talking as Christopher Walken about deepfakes, the facade drops and you see the guy doing the voice. He was like Pakistani.
Exactly.
He
not even close to Walken.
Couldn't be close. He looked like a guy.
He never had a watch
in
his ass.
They actually revealed that it wasn't him.
Yes.
That's him. In the reveal.
Okay. So they do the whole deal. And this
and
is
it's
the part.
It's about deepfake and AI.
It's about deepfakes. I fucking threw my head back in laughter. I'm already like, there's no way.
Joe's so fucking Christopher Walken.
I have to show you the picture again. I recorded it.
We'll post that.
I had to post that. How shitty this was.
You see the neck and the eyes moving?
It's so awful.
Where is it being filmed?
Is he at Harvard? Where is that? Is he at the Library of Congress?
That is someone else's head on that guy's body.
Right there.
There he is.
You don't see that guy talk? It snaps into the guy doing the voice. Now hold on.
Hold on. Last sentence. There's a kicker here.
He goes, in a prevailing era of AI and deepfake technology, more and more people are becoming susceptible to deepfakes, including those that are not tech savvy and the elderly. I thought my jaw was going to dislocate. I was
laughing.
And the elderly. You literally, it could have been Gramps or it could have been you, except Gramps doesn't know who Christopher Walken is.
But it could have been
Mila Kunis deepfake, and he would have believed.
Now, you're aware of what happened, right? I clearly wasn't watching.
You're old. Yes.
No longer have it. Hold on.
You shouldn't be fit to drive.
You're talking to Kate Upton.
Clearly, if I saw the Pakistani guy, I would know it wasn't Christopher Walken.
Did you think that was Aziz Ansari?
No, I clearly didn't watch it. I just let it run until it got to the end. So they got Kumar? Right. So as soon as I saw Christopher Walken, I was like, oh, wow, Christopher Walken. And that was it. I never watched it.
Oh, so you watched literally a second.
Right,
away.
Right, when he came on the screen. I don't want to, yeah.
But didn't you realize afterwards when the questions are about deepfakes and AIs that maybe when you had to answer those,
this is one of Walken's concerns. No. Okay.
Here's what I thought.
Oh my God.
They can't use Christopher Walken's image. He owns it. It's got to be proprietary. It has to be really him.
That's the deepfake stuff.
What if you worked at like just a Target or something and they give you an actual in-person class on spotting counterfeit money, and the guy hands you a $100 bill, and you think it's real,
and you go home and try to spend it. Say, no, we're doing an example this of what's real. Fake. Yeah. It looks real, kind of real.
Well, look, I mean,
I got $100.
It's got Gerald Ford on it.
Yeah, it's a purple 80.
Right.
Okay. It's got Biden's face on one side, Kamala on the other.
My best moment.
You got to go and retake the training. Hey, again, Eric, so much. Thank you for filling in with us. Speaking of Eric, and you
passed the training. 100%,
did you pass?
By the way,
I didn't get one wrong. I know what a deepfake is.
Yeah. You know, you're really
you'll never
good.
Fool me. Speaking of that, you guys know. Did I talk about this last week? I have the ID. For Mila Kunis, I have her driver's license. Do you know this?
I saw this.
Yes.
That's wild. Yeah. You know where she lives now. Mila Kunis from that
70s
show.
is having direct messaging with Mila Kunis.
Jesus.
And he said, you know what? I thought it wasn't her, but then it is.
Oh.
Well, how do you know?
Yeah.
I go, she sent me a picture of her drive. And by the way, it's clearly a woman's leg and holding Mila Kunis's driver's license, sending it to my dad.
It's 100%. It's some human trafficked woman.
Yes. Let me give you her address.
We're going to give out Mila Kunis's address real quick. For anybody that's excited for Ashton Kutcher's wife.
Her address is...
Here we go.
Oh, it's too bad.
I can't read that for shit.
That's too bad.
No, I tried to read it myself.
Imagine Graham's trying to read that.
Dude, that's just some Latina woman in a blurry image. And what was the other card that he held up?
The Mila Kunis fan club. And she, because the person goes,
who the fuck has a fan club anymore?
The person goes, now this is Mila Kunis saying to him, she goes,
oh, Mila Kunis is saying this. Okay.
She goes, oh, you're not in my fan club? And he's like, no.
No, I didn't realize.
She goes, well, that's how you get autographs?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hold on. Pictures?
Okay.
Dates?
Yo.
Does she quote a price?
Trips?
Because this is clearly, that's when the...
It's like a sweepstakes thing?
$299
a month
or something.
I saw it and I blocked it, right? Because I can't. And but there the money.
You could have got him into the fan club for Christmas.
Yeah. Yeah. I always think because the only thing that he actually has access to is my credit card.
Oh, shit.
We share a credit card. So
you need to snatch that up from him quick.
No, he has to have be able to. He has no.
Ashton's going to go out and get tapas with him.
So So essentially, that's it. And the only thing they can beat us out of is this, because that's the max on the card.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's right? Enough.
But that's all, you know, but that what can I do? I can't.
Look, why don't we do this? It's harmless. We set up, we use this technology, and we set up a fake Mila Kunis fan page, fan club, with her in deepfake AI. And we just we let him pay for it.
Yeah.
And she talks to him. We say whatever he wants to say. He lives in this fake reality.
But I can't have my father. I can't hear what he would say to her. I can't read that.
Yes, we can.
We can if we want to.
Listen, we'll each have week like daily custody. Rob gets to be Mila on Monday. I'll get to be her on Tuesday. Yeah. Eric Wednesday. Sean Thursday.
Tommy, there'll be a difference Friday. When Tommy comes out.
Oh, yeah. It's like, man, on Wednesday, she loves it in the ass. For whatever reason. On Wednesdays, she wants me to piss
on Wednesday, she's 50 pounds heavier.
Yeah, and on Thursday, she's giving me financial advice and telling me to get invested in Amazon. And on Friday, she won't shut up about Starfield. Yeah, it's just a different Mila every day. You do have to somehow get him off of that. But I think Rob is right. And we need to, like, methadone this for a heroin addict.
Well, sure.
He ain't going to stop. So one of us has to play the role.
Well, it's easy to find. All you gotta do is set up a page. Yeah. And yeah, it's not hard to do.
All right.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? I offer it up to Arielle. I offer it up to Brittany. I offer it up to Evelith, whoever wants to run the thing. Kelsey, Jen, would anybody like to be Mila Kunis?
Just don't take too much. Just take a little bit.
Don't take any.
Make your money. Get your money's worth.
You're going to earn
it. Get a couple bucks, but just be filthy, okay? And there's certain things he likes. He just likes big black breasts. Just pretend Mila has them. She just has.
Yeah, by the way, he likes Mila Kunis. It's the opposite of what
he's evolving. You know, he's had when you've had everything, you want to go to something that you haven't had. He's been around.
He had one of the members of SWV. Now he's got to get this Eastern European kind of flavor to it.
SWV.
He doesn't have.
He is very weak in the knees.
He is. Oh, good pull.
Yeah.
Speaking of gaming, by the way, I teased it in the spring leading into the summer. I'm sorry it took so long. But it is finally here live. Multiple sessions have been done. Ariel joined me on one.
That's
Joe
huge.
Robinson joined me on one.
Not as huge.
Waldorf Pete. Many people
That's
did.
That's big.
DLP Gaming is now live. Twitch.tv/Justin98Rock. I am going to try and convert the thing into a DLP Agenda account. But for now, I use an existing Twitch account. Yeah. You'll see the DLP banner up there.
It looks great.
The DLP border.
You appear to be pretty good at the game.
Yeah. I love the game. And what I'm going to try and do is if you follow me on Instagram, Justin98Rock, follow us. On Instagram as well. We're going to put out alerts. It's probably going to be Saturdays. We're going to be trying to do this once a week. We're quite literally, I'm going to jump on. I'm going to game with you. You could chat, make suggestions. I do need help. What I need is right now I got a few dozen followers. I need to crest 50. And 50 gets me a part of a thing called the affiliate program.
Okay.
I'm not going to get into the minutiae of what that is, but it gets us to be able to start.
Do you have a name on there that they follow? Is it just
Justin98Rock?
Justin98Rock.
Twitch.tv.
I'll have to get on there and do that.
Justin98Rock. Give us a follow. But if I crest 50, I have 7 separate sessions on 7 separate days. They go, you're in this to win this. You're sticking around. I read something like 50% of all people that sign up with a Twitch account never actually stream on the thing. And then the other half, they stream once and never come back on. But I'm already sinking hours into this thing. If I can get into this affiliate program, it means we're going to be able to generate income. And it means people are going to be, and not from you, by the way, not from the DLP listener. This is free. This is not going to be behind a paywall.
Available to all of you.
Everybody, now. Whenever I start doing it this weekend, Saturdays or Sundays, football season.
But you can sign in right now.
You can go on. You can watch one that I did earlier where Waldorf Pete joined me. We all had a good time with it. There's going to be opportunities for ads. There, maybe we can get Randolph Rice involved in this bitch.
Yes.
I want game suggestions, but it is now time to evolve what DLP does, and people are streaming shit left and right. I watched a woman on stream tonight on Twitch. She wasn't gaming. You know what she was doing? She was sitting on her couch with her thick, rich, well-fed European ass. She might have been Ukrainian. And she, for her hundreds of thousands of followers, for every dollar amount that was donated, she would get into a specific stretching pose. Now, she was wearing tight pants. Nothing
like
was
a
revealed.
Yoga pose?
Like a yoga looking thing. I saw this woman make $30,000 in 15 minutes.
What?
From just getting horny dudes to donate a dollar for her to do child's pose, for her to do downward dog, for her to try and put her fucking legs behind her head. I don't know. I just need 50 of you to watch me play Cyberpunk.
Right.
That's it.
But you'll do those
poses
too. I will
show you my dick. Whatever you need. Just
I think that might be illegal.
I might not be allowed to do that. I'm figuring this out as we go, but I'm learning a program. It's called OBX. It's amazing. It's helping me edit video, stream video. We'll probably use it for this at some point. It's not Twitch exclusive. It's when you want to stream video via maybe a YouTube channel.
Yes, yes.
OBX is this great program that a friend of mine named Joe is teaching me how to use, and I'm learning about it every night. I've watched 100 hours of how to stream videos in the past week, and I've gotten over the tech hump, and now I'm starting to have fun a little bit. So get ready. It's now here. So just, again, twitch.tv/Justin98Rock. You'll see the DLP Patreon or DLP podcast branding up there, and it's going to be a lot of fun. I got to get those 50. So if you can, dear friends in chat, anybody listening to this now, if you're listening to this on Spotify, iTunes, whatever.
We can get Christopher Walken to follow.
And we have Christopher Walken. Yes. We've got Marlon Wayans joining me to play Street Fighter 2. So
new friend Dave just said follow.
Thank
Sweet.
You, new friend Dave. Thank you, Kelsey. Thank you, Brittany. Thank you so much, Brittany. I will pay you directly via Venmo to watch you spread those grundles as far apart as you can get them. Post videos of Rob's feet. The ladies will go crazy.
Speaking of Rob, Rob does have something going on. We should probably tell the audience, right? What's happening?
Yeah. You hit me with this like 5 minutes before we went on, and I didn't ask you to elaborate because I was so like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's not as serious as it sounds. It's more of a frustration thing. So for years ago, I got this like spot on the bridge of my nose, left side of my nose, and I went to the dermatologist, and he sort of like just froze it off, basically. And then, so I got another one, and it was during the pandemic, and I was like, well, this is not the kind of thing you go to the doctor for, because, you know, everyone's COVID crazy.
So you let it fester.
Right, so, you know.
Like an irritation. You know what I thought it was? Glasses.
So yes. Did I. That's
my dad has two of them that are borderline gangrenous from years of glasses. I mean, his are 10 times worse than what you got going on.
Well,
glasses rubbing.
Well, right now, I'll get to that. But it would go from like, you could see it a little bit to it would be irritating to then it would scab up. It was never pulsating, just, you know, slightly, you could just feel that something's going on there. And then it would sort of go away. Then you think it was gone. And then, so I finally go to the dermatologist, Kaiser Permanente, fuck you guys. And she, I didn't really care for her thoughts on it. She's, because I go just freeze it off and do what the last guy did. She goes, well, I think it could be, you know, skin cancer. And I go, okay.
Oh.
She goes, well, I'd like to just cut it out. And I'm like, well, that sounds.
It's going to leave a mark.
Yeah. And I go, well, what will that do?
Drastic.
And she shows me these pictures. I'm like, I don't want that. She goes, well, usually it's like somewhere like on your thigh or something. Nobody would care. I'm like, well, it's not. It's on my
fucking face. So, by the way, do you know what I do for a living? I stare at people on stage.
And I said that. And
every week.
Fuck with me. So I'm like, I don't want that. So she does that, the freeze thing, and then gives me this ointment. And then I think it works at first, but then it comes back. And then I'm just, you know, there's a couple times where I thought maybe I'm just lying to myself that it had disappeared. So then this last month it was getting like real scabby. And I'm like, you know what? I just got to fucking, you know, I'm about to turn 50. You start thinking about, you know what? Yeah. I got to just
your mortality.
Face this.
Do you like make it up when you go on stage? Put a little cover up?
No, usually you can't tell on stage because I'm far away or something. But like right now it looks different because so I go, I try to make an appointment with Kaiser Permanente. I pay $330 a month too.
They're the shits.
And the next available appointment is November 28th. Okay. This is, by the way, 3 weeks ago. I'm like, okay. So there's another place that I'd gone to or something else that I paid out of pocket for in Columbia, Maryland, dermatology and aesthetic something dermatology. And I said, you know what? Let's give those fine people a call. I've had success with them. I realize I'll pay for out of pocket whatever I have to pay for. So they said, yeah, we can put you in September 28th, which is 2 months earlier for keeping track.
Okay.
So I go there. And she explained everything. And she goes, okay, well, I want to do a biopsy, which means they numb me up. That hurts a little bit, that shot. Then they scrape some off. And then
see if the cells are cancerous.
Exactly. And then because it's a sensitive area where it will bleed a lot, they have to, what's it called, cauterize?
Yeah, they got to burn it Rambo did down in that cave in part three.
So they
got to
burn it, which that leaves the scab, which is what you're still seeing now, the remnants of that. So I'm like, okay, but then in a week from now or 2 weeks, we'll get the results back. And if you do have skin cancer, there's something called Mohs surgery, M-O-H-S. And it's where they just scrape the tiniest amount. Then they go in there and they see, did we get it all? And if they didn't, they come back, they scrape the tiniest amount. They get real specific right where it is. And it's the point of that is to have the least amount of scarring as possible.
Yeah.
The most finite way.
The least traumatic.
Least traumatic. And so you could basically, it could heal and you would never even notice unless maybe you're really staring at it. Or maybe not even at all. So I'm like, well, that
sounds okay.
In my mind, I'm like, well, 2 years ago, why didn't this chick tell me?
Yeah, why didn't she?
Why didn't she just do the biopsy? Why are you now telling me?
Has medical advancements right. this much in 2 years?
I don't think so. So then I'm like, and she goes, and I go, well, I will. It's so hard to get an appointment with Kaiser. I don't know what this costs, but like, can you just do it? And but this doctor at this place that I'm paying out of pocket for says, once we get the results back, and if it does say cancer, that means Kaiser will then have to act on that. And so then you can go back to them.
Tell them with to do that.
And then they'll rush things. I'm like, okay, well, this sounds like I'm glad I did this. So what do you think this costs? I go there to the appointment. Again, this is paying out of pocket. I go to the appointment. They do the biopsy. They get the results. They call me back. They give me a list of referrals. What do you think that would cost?
God.
$500.
I'll go lower. I'll go 300.
$140.
Oh, wow.
I know. And I'm like,
why would I be walking around with cancer?
I'm paying so that's not for the surgery,
you paid more for that for a haircut at a hotel once.
Yes. So, yeah. So then I'm like, well, okay. So then I try to get a hold of Kaiser and it's like, I call, well, we still have that sale, that appointment on November 28th. I'm like, no, I want to get this.
Yeah.
I want to see
it. Right. I now know what it is.
Right.
So I don't need that appointment.
So they send me some referrals of doctors that can do this. And so I just call one, which is right here in Annapolis. And I call and I explain things. They go, all right, let me get your information. We'll call you back. I get a call back in 20 minutes. Now, again, I'm paying these people nothing, but I'm already getting a call back.
Like, immediately.
Right. And like they're like, well, we can't do it because you have insurance, and for us to do, you can't pay out of pocket out of your insurance because that's insurance fraud. I was like, okay. So I don't know what it would cost exactly. I've Googled it, and they say it could be like $2,000. But basically, if I had no insurance, I would have paid less.
And cheaper.
Right. Exactly.
You haven't had it done yet.
No.
No. Without the insurance that you have, it gets handled now for less.
Yes.
Than with insurance.
Yes.
I love just listening to and I'm not going to single out any one insurance, but I love we're like family for you. We're going to be there. Our CEO's hands are going to be in your wife's pussy pulling that kid out. We're going to be there the first day it starts kindergarten. And we'll be there when Nana needs to be lowered into the dirt to take the forever sleep. Then the fucking minute you need them, the minute, it's Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. Let
me look at that. You sure it ain't a little bit of Dentimore on your nose? Or let me guess, you and your friends are having a cigarette fight.
By the way,
they know what they need to do in November. It's not going to be another.
I don't know. Well, I had another message today, and I said, can you have that person fax them the report?
Yeah, this is what I need.
So this is where we're at. Maybe they'll act on it faster. But it's like you could call Kaiser and say, yeah, I'm bleeding out of my left ear and I have no vision in my right eye and my left foot is numb. They're like, all right, we can get you in December 8th. Now you tell me you think you have COVID. They bring a car service for you.
Here you go.
We'll get you right in fucking in. Let's schedule 19 boosters and wear this Pfizer fucking cap and you can get in for life, you know. But you have an actual issue. They're like, hold on, so I don't know. It's just like they say it's minor cancer. It's not like something that's serious. I'll get the name exactly. What the fuck is it? Basal cell carcinomas.
No, dude, yeah.
But I just want to get it done with. I'm just tired of dealing with it. I don't understand, though, sometimes. Like, did you hear me talking about me getting... we'll do a hernia update in a second as to why Eric was in last week. What I paid for my hernia out of pocket versus what I paid for to get my teeth fixed that a dental surgeon, orthodontist, both said was closing off my nasal passage. To get my teeth fixed, it was literally closing off my nasal passage because I had two teeth that were drifting upward because there was a gap.
So right.
After insurance, after everything, out of pocket was $4,712.
Jeez.
After a while. Do you know how much it cost? Surgery, in the hospital, everything I needed, ta-da, the end.
$2,000.
$67.
What?
My fucking hernia was $67.
You have another one taken out.
I can do all kinds of shit there. I don't understand how for something that's closing off a nasal passage, I gotta fucking breathe.
Yeah.
And this thing, it ain't great, but I could probably live with it. $67. They slice me open. They put this fucking mesh in me. The whole deal. I'm out of it for 45 minutes. I get anesthesia. I'm down for the count for 2 days. And I am to this day so confused about the comings and goings.
Yeah,
of
I'm not thrilled that you have to walk around 2 months with cancer. I know it's.
Well, I've been walking around with it, but it's think though. What's that joke or on Seinfeld where she's a dermatologist and he's like, "What are you really doing?"
Yeah,
you would think like this is what. They're in dermat. This is the big
the
one.
The only
skin
reason
cancer.
They exist.
Yes, right.
This is it. This is your Super Bowl.
Yeah. This is like a special teams coach. Like, oh, we get to do the fake punt this week. He's excited. It's not just fucking blocking for a fucking field goal attempt. So it's like you should have some excitement that this is you're not just cutting a mole out. You're actually doing something.
This is it. This is when you really get to use that special forces training.
Right.
Yeah. You know, I don't have to take.
Rob,
care of
you
a
had some
fatty
cancerous moles removed, didn't you?
Yeah, his ex.
Boom!
Got her ass!
Damn! All right.
What did I miss?
Anyway, go ahead.
Not recently, but I always get dermatology checkups because, you know, I'm prone to them.
Yeah, right. But you've had them, right?
I've had, but they're not cancerous, precancerous.
Oh,
like
I don't even know what that
unstable
means.
Cells.
Do you know that Mudge is so covered in moles, she looks like a blind person's term paper in college?
Birthmarks all over her body.
Hot.
I mean, yeah, at night, I'm like, man, if I couldn't see, I feel like I'm reading a Stephen King novel. But she has those things taken off. She gets those things, and she puts they had the guy that puts a little string around them, and it cuts off the oxygen supply, and then the thing just falls out. I find one in bed, and I got to flick it out of there.
Oh,
so you
sexy.
So you got to do the two months for this thing.
I don't know when. No, we're in the process of figuring that out. Today, they're going to, I guess the Columbia people, the out-of-pocket people will fax the report and then the ball's in their court.
I'm already outraged on your behalf.
Well, the woman that they refer me to who called me who is I can't go to, she's like, look, I understand you want to get this done ASAP, but it's not some cancerous thing that's fast moving. But I'm like, I might have had it for 2 years now or something.
Yeah.
But so it's like, I get that you want to get it over with, but I know Kaiser can be slow, but just stay on and stay on them. But just know that it's not like something.
Hey, it's thousands of people still pay to see Artie Lang with a completely fucked up nose.
Thank
you're
you.
Gonna be
thank you.
Just
no,
fine.
I'll just kill myself.
Oh, I think.
You're here about
I'll go see Dr. Gill.
Everyone's always sucking Canada's balls about how great their healthcare system is. I had a comedian up there, Dylan Reimer. Follow this guy online, DylanRheimer. He's a friend. I actually talked to him a few months ago. Mm-hmm. When I did those Canada tours, I would always ask them, like, what's it like? You can just walk up to a fucking clinic. Give me codeine. Give me weed. Give me whatever. You're not paying for health insurance. He goes, you're right. But what you guys never talk about is when you go to an ER, you're seen that day. If we went to an ER right now on Monday, we're camping out there for 4 days. If you want to go and get a procedure done.
You get what you pay for.
you're the thing you have going on with your nose. Mm-hmm. Like, hey, I'm going to go see someone. Well, you know what? They're going to take care of. Maybe there'll be something tiny out of pocket. You're being seen probably spring of 2025.
Sheesh.
The amount of time you wait to get something done is fucking absurdity up there. So it's a 6-1, half dozen of the other.
Yeah.
You pay to stay alive now, or you go up there, it's socialized medicine. We're all great. But by the way, by the time they finally see me on the house, I'm dead. So
well, I'm just so tired of work dealing with it. So I just want it over with. But I also, in theory, I should try to schedule it when, like, I'm not going to miss a show or something.
Well, you want to take a break? We'll and coming up on the other side, we'll get into what happened with the tum-tum while I missed last week. Give some tales to be told
Let's
after that.
Let's do it.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Justin from the DLP Agenda Podcast and Die Laughing Productions Murder Mysteries. And you, a DLP Agenda listener, are much like me. It's not a matter of if, but when we're going to need really good legal counsel. I might forget to pay my taxes for 5 or 6 years in a row, build a shed on my neighbor's property, or run through a department store pantsless. And that's when we're going to need top-shelf legal representation, such as Rice, Murtha, and Pesaurus, our and your official injury lawyers. You know, they've gotten over $100 million recovered for our clients, and I'm hell-bent to get a few million of that. Go to RiceLawMD.com right now. RiceLawMD.com right now. Not only are they great lawyers, our pal Randall Rice from Rice, Murtha, Pesaurus. He's a Southern boy. He grew up in New Orleans and makes one hell of a gumbo. Do you want somebody that gets a side salad representing you? Someone that just says, no, thank you, I'm going to have a cup of chamomile tea? No, I want someone that has to put a bib on when they eat, and that's our pal Randolph. The guy's sharp, sharp-dressed, he's very tall, and I'm not sure if he can dunk a basketball, but he's going to dunk on the opposition in the courtroom and take great care of you. I want you to get a hold of them by going to ricelawmd.com right now, because you, much like me, are going to screw up at some point pretty heavily, and we're going to need top-shelf legal representation in our corner. Be sure to wear some slacks and a tie when you go to the office. Don't embarrass us, and that goes for you too, ladies. Wear ties. It's 2023, and we can all dress however we so choose to. We're proud to have Rice, Murtha, and Pesaurus in the DLP Agenda's quarter. RMP, DLP, a match made in heaven. Two great tastes that taste great together. Thank you to our proud title sponsor, Rice, Murtha, and Pesaurus.
The DLP Agenda.
Thank you again, Eric Woodworth, Laughs Count Anywhere, Die Laughing Productions. October 27th, 28th. Enjoy the comedy musings and bon mots of Eric Woodworth. He's going to be me, Eric Woodworth, Tommy Simbazo, the Bussy Boys.
Hell
27th
yeah.
At Magoobies, magoobies.com. 28th, he'll be a part of a Halloween whodunit. It is our annual Halloween comedy murder mystery. Evans fucking jiu-jitsu team is coming out that night.
Huge.
A bunch of Brazilians. By the way, don't speak any English.
They're
going
to love it.
They're going to love it. So we're going to have a couple of lines of Portuguese. And
I'll get right on it.
Please, just hey, one or two.
I'll give it to Tommy to learn.
How do you say, Google, how do you say boy pussy in Portuguese? So
there's seven words for it.
There's seven different words. So yeah, he was in. I was recovering. You fellas are nice enough to give me the day off, and I finally got this
you've
fucking
earned
thing.
It, Justin.
Thank you.
You
so
had that
much.
Longer than Rob had his cancer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was bored with this thing. Yeah. Again, there's no such thing as an outie. You just right. have a fucking hernia.
But Joe can't cure his elderliness. So.
No. I still think Christopher Walken is in this room.
Yeah, right now. Yes, he thinks Mia Kunis is downstairs. Katie and her are never seen in the same place. So I go there. I get in. Did you hear me talking on JSS about the Scrapple conversation?
No.
The doc comes in, Dr. Swope, awesome guy.
Sure.
Sits down, and he's got this big smile on his face, and Much goes, I'm sorry, are you, do you have lip gloss on? He doesn't. He has the greasiest pair of lips. He goes, oh, no, God, I'm sorry. I just got done with some of the best Scrapple I've ever eaten.
I'm ready for surgery.
Those two.
What?
Mudge has a love affair for gross, stinky meat, which makes you think she'd want to hook up with me more. That these two have a Scrapple talk.
Oh, I love Scrapple.
It must have gone on for 10 minutes.
I don't think I've ever had it.
But he's there to talk to me about what I'm about to go under.
Yeah. I don't like that his lips were greasy.
I don't like that either.
I don't like that. That these two are having a Scrapple
right
chat.
Before he walked into your meeting,
he's like licking his fingers. Like, oh, yeah, it's so good. I like how I would catch it. Anyways, like he's wearing rubber gloves, but the fingers are cut out. Like he's the bad boy, a surgeon. Yeah, he's like, I like to break dance before I cut dudes.
Yeah, one
open.
Of those hats with beers on the side.
He's got the two funnels leading one into one into his mouth and one into my ass.
Let's cut you open.
Yeah. And
one in my ass.
I remember they took me in the back and they got me on the gurney and they take me in there. There's a bunch of lights there on top of me and they gave me, you know, fresh oxygen to breathe in. And then they put the needle. You can even see the bruising on the back of my hand still. That's where they put the anesthesia in.
Yeah.
And they go, you're going to feel a little bit of a burning sensation, more of like, it's going to feel spicy more than burning. And I'm going to let you know when I'm doing it and just breathe. And the next thing you know, you're going to be out there and recovering. You're going to be fine. And I am foggy, but I do remember they put this thing in and she goes, okay, you're going to feel, I start to feel a bit of spiciness on the hand. And all I hear before I go out is, all right, doctor is going to be in a second. Well, what's that do? That's it. I just hear, what's that do? Out.
Oh, my God.
I'm like, what's?
Did you ask about it when you woke up?
What's what? I didn't know how to put it. I was so foggy brained that I come to it.
Could you dream about it or were you just out?
I was out. No, okay. I mean, it was literally like when you're like watching TV and then you nod and you're back up. I mean, it was that. I was out and I'm awake. And the next thing you know, I'm covered in tape and tubes and healed up and my tummy's tender and they're showing me pictures of it. And I was so foggy brained, I didn't get a chance to be like, something happened right before you cut me open.
They're like, somebody, no, it didn't.
No, everything's fine. It's an all new staff, blood all over the floor. I was like hoping somebody misplaced like a honey bun they were looking forward to. Or, you know, why is there blood leaking out?
Why is there
the
Scrapple in here?
Why is there Scrapple all over them? They're going to eat it off me like that naked Japanese woman they eat sushi off of. I'm just covered in scrambled eggs. Someone's fingering me. Oh, yeah. I want to eat bacon off his tiny dick. Yeah. So it was a very weird, like, last minute, like, wait, what happened?
So you never found out.
But you only missed one day.
Right? I missed 2 days.
You missed 2 days.
I was supposed to miss 4, but I missed 2.
Yeah.
I think it was just... Oh, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I know because I was filling in for you, and when I was filling in for you, Scott was sick.
Yeah, he was
and
bad.
And then he called out, and then I came in, and I was definitely sick.
Yeah, you were sick,
and
he
I
was
feel,
sick.
I'm always get a little scared because I'll come in with the sniffles, but you know, then I'm like, Josh is going
to... And Josh don't like to be around sick
and
people.
And he said something. And
I'll
he
come
said,
in with cancer.
And that's true.
You have been.
And he said something, but here's why I felt guilty. I came in on Thursday.
Yeah.
I was definitely sick. But the Orioles had a chance to clinch the AL East, and it was really the only chance to guarantee that you were going to see the dog pile. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Where you see the big celebration on the field.
The big pile up.
Because let's say the next day, you know, Tampa Bay loses and they lose, they're not going to go running on the field and celebrate. They're going to go in the locker room. I don't get to see it.
Yes.
If Tampa Bay loses before they do and then they, I mean, you don't know if you're going to see it, but that's the game. And I'm like, I'm going. You I'm not going to miss it.
Oh, no. You'll be shaking cold.
So
you'll be
I'm
there.
Sick as anything. I go and I really fuck myself up. Now they did. They clinched. I got to see. The reason I went, I got to
success.
See.
Success.
It was exact
successful.
Success. But then when I was leaving, I go, I can't. Josh
There's no way you can go.
Josh can't see me like this. Because
no.
If he sees me this sick, he's going to be mad at me. So I texted and I said, hey, I'm just letting you know. I'll come in. But I'm telling you right now.
You don't want me here.
You don't want me there.
I'm Typhoid Mary.
I'm telling you that I will. But then I'm afraid they're going to find out I went to the Oriole game.
Well, because you want to talk about
it, too. Right?
Yeah, because, you're going to bring it up.
Right. Of course, I'd bring it up. But then I'm like, because I was in, obviously, to do the Ravens. And I was wondering, I'm like, I wonder if Rick is like, well, what do you go to the Oriole game for if we needed you the next day?
Trust me.
Because they're clinching the division?
You could have.
That's why.
You could have played in the Orioles game. They wouldn't have given a shit. You're golden there. You did the right thing. He prefers
good.
People to not be there sick. I mean, right now, we're recording this on the 2nd of October.
I'm still a little sick,
third.
By the way.
That's a little bit. Thanks, pal.
Not contagious.
Sitting even closer to you.
I don't know.
Josh was out Monday to be in New York, Tuesday today, because somebody in New York, one of his nieces, nephews, brother-in-law's got him sick. He's coming in hurt tomorrow. He's about 50% tomorrow. So the show is quote unquote back for the first time in a week and a half. He still ain't feeling great. So Yakubuski got sick. He's a guy that works at WBAL.
Now you got
AM.
This in my head. So
I think you're okay. I mean, Ariel, there's just no way. How are you not, by the way, I said this on the air the other day. How are elementary school teachers just constantly not in a state of just Ebola? Like blood's pouring
I
out
think
of
they
you.
They are.
Or do you have the most ultimate immune systems from being around
yeah, could you,
30
yeah, that's
plus
probably it.
Constantly
yeah.
sick children? And we're sending. I've sent Evan to school with, I mean, some shit that you should never send a kid to school for.
Come on, get up.
Because we can't find
his whole head is crusted
I
over.
I have blood in my pig. Go to school. that I just gotta wonder, like, how are you constantly not sick?
One more thing I wanted to
please.
I mentioned this in the cancer thing. Am I allowed to when I survive this? Am I allowed to brag about beating cancer?
Being a cancer survivor? Yeah, hell yeah.
Cancer survivor. Can I be next to some guy with one nut and some breast cancer survivor?
Well, my friend Rob's a cancer survivor.
Like, can I get that cancer survivor pussy?
You know, back when
can
I was
I get that?
Going through cancer. Do you know who does that?
Yeah.
My father.
Oh, God.
My father had something cut off of his leg.
Yeah.
It was, I mean, identical scenario to you,
yeah.
But it was just on his leg.
Sure.
Just a funky little bit of growth. Most of his was to do with diabetes because his legs are fucking purple from the knees down. And he went around, my brother said, he went around for months telling people he just got over cancer. He did it. He got a cancerous
growth.
How's
the brother? It's good because I
was he wearing a
live
strong break
God,
bracelet?
You know what? I just don't want to be treated any different. Okay, that's all. No.
Yeah.
I need to learn
he
to do it on
his
my
head.
Own. Yeah, oh my God. Like
there's
a
special parking spot
around
for me at the station.
Yeah, but he forgot to shave his eyebrows like a certain someone that one day we need to take a deep dive on bonus if we haven't. Speaking of comics, it's one that I love. I got to get into this real quick and we're going to move on. I need to shout out a guy that I've had open for us before. Who knows? He might even be there in October. I don't think we've got an MC lined up yet for the 27th.
Why don't we get him?
I would fucking gladly.
Maybe he's too big.
Can we get him anymore?
Maybe we can't afford the guy anymore.
Right.
Tom Nutty.
Yeah.
Tom Nutty is a guy that I don't think gets the respect he deserves. He's about to around here for being probably a creeper success compared to a lot of people in this comedy scene. Eric is hysterical. Rob's hysterical.
Right.
Joe, I like to think our DLP group are a pretty talented group of men. Tommy, it's borderline impossible to follow the guy. Tom is an interesting case in and of the fact that he has a real heavy kind of blue collar everyman vibe about him. Outside looking in, nothing screams, whoa, this guy's going to be shot out of a cannon.
Yeah.
Or that low energy Mitch Hedberg type. He's just, he couldn't be a more regular guy.
And it plays for him.
But he's elitely funny.
Yeah.
Here's what Tom's doing. I even sent him a text the other day. Tom is doing what, for whatever reason, I don't know why comedians around here have just all but stopped. Rob, you're one of the more successful comedians this area's ever produced, and you know what you did? You left. You live around here, but where were you the past 2 weeks?
I've been in Pittsburgh, New Jersey, Lexington, Kentucky.
What's coming up?
Yeah. We got actually going to Colorado.
And?
We got New Hampshire.
I didn't hear Glen Burnie, D.C., Glen Burnie, D.C., Glen Burnie, D.C., or Glen Burnie or D.C.
You did not.
Because you fucking left. You went somewhere. Mm-hmm. Tom's doing that right now. Tom just went to Skankfest. And I saw that he was out there, and I sent him a message like, that's fucking awesome. Have a great time.
It's a pretty big deal.
You know who he's hanging out with? Maybe you've heard of these people. He was having dinner and drinks with Ron White and Roseanne Barr.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Afterwards, yes. He just got done doing a set with Doug Stanhope.
Yeah.
He's doing sets with, I think, half of the guys that are up there. I think Nick Mullen he's doing stuff with.
You know what?
He's getting bumped for guys, but he's still getting to go on. Like, Ari Shaffir is bumping him, but he's still on the lineup.
He's still there.
And he's holding his fucking own.
Yeah.
But listen, he's also a guy's like, I'm doing this.
He's fucking doing
and
this.
And that matters because, you know, it's not just, if I remember hearing Steve Martin interviewed on Howard Stern. And yes, he's elitely funny, but he also outworked everybody.
Everyone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so you think of guys like Tom Myers, who are the worst comics ever to live, but they have that kind of work ethic.
Oh,
right?
Work ethic?
Imagine if you were funny and you had that type of work ethic.
You know what I've never seen him do? I've never seen Tom do, and I don't think we'll ever will.
You're talking about Tom Nutty or Tom?
Tom Nutty. Nutty. Never seen a bitch on Facebook.
No.
When people say, why don't you do stand-up anymore? I get my comedic itch scratched from Die Laughing Productions. Mm-hmm. It's not that I want to do stand-up. I'm enjoying Die Laughing. I don't feel like doing stand-up around here. Because I see some shit that Tommy sends me, Eric sends me. Sometimes people will screen grab.
Yeah, PTSD.
We in our era,
yeah.
Wiseacres, Winchesters, Jillian's, the old Comedy Factory, there was always a beef. There was always a, why didn't I get that? Whatever. Never to this degree have I seen a level of, I can't believe what I saw last night, or, wow, look at the lineup. It's certainly missing, insert something you're into.
Right.
This lineup is only for this group of people.
Right.
Like, Tom just goes, I'm going to go somewhere and be funny. And I'm going to go in somewhere. I'm going to be funny outside of my echo chamber. I'm going to be funny in front of hundreds of people that have never fucking seen me. I'm going to do a good job with well-written, well-delivered jokes. I'm going to be cool to those people, network, build up a relationship. Like some people that come to mind, Rory Scovel, Jermaine Fowler, Aparna Nancherla. I'm thinking, who else? Give me another name.
Seton Smith.
Hampton, Seton. Yeah. Other people that said, you know what? I'm just going to be a comic.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't get wrapped up in the bullshit that I don't see anyone from around here getting up and fucking moving on. There is this weird little swirling toilet echo chamber of everybody yelling at each other about who's getting on a lineup and could you believe this one booker or this other thing. And I'm sorry if you're a local comic hearing this. No one gives a fuck about DC Baltimore. They don't give a shit.
Mm-mm.
Whatever you think you're building, you ain't building shit. No one's coming here for it. You get good here. This is AAA ball. And then you head elsewhere.
You can't stay here.
No, you can't. Yeah,
no.
No, we're building a real scene here, man. We're building a commune. No, wait till they see what we're building. You ain't building fuck.
Austin is building a scene.
Austin might be building a scene. Chicago's had one.
Joe Rogan's there, the mothership.
Right.
It's definitely
DC
a scene.
Has
the biggest go.
Basically has, what, one club, right?
They've got the DC Improv. Baltimore's got Magoobies. And they bring up some people like, man, you know who got started around here? How about people like Louis Black? How about people like David Chappelle? They fucking left.
Yes,
they left. They went somewhere.
I saw Dave Chappelle at Garvin's before he turned 18. He was in New York.
Yes.
Yeah.
He didn't stay here.
Tom Nutty is doing that. Tom Nutty is going to be successful because I never see him get wrapped up in any of the shit that I'll get screen grabs from Eric and Tommy and those guys who, God bless for those guys staying out of it. Because they're sometimes waist deep in it. Sometimes they're standing adjacent to people responsible for it. And those are guys that, much like Tom, it's nice getting to see them do the thing with Bussy, do the thing individually, do the stuff with DOP. I have no doubt Eric, Tommy will sort of follow in a level of your footsteps, Rob. and not get swirled up in the shit. But I'm just so
we're also
proud.
Trying to build our own
we're building our own
scene,
thing.
If you will, with just our shows,
I'm
our variety
so
shows, our murder
Tom,
mysteries.
Man.
Yeah,
because no one gave.
Let's
him,
try to get him on October 27th. Magoobies,
a
two
shit
shows,
of a chance.
Friday night. Let's try to get him on.
I love it. And I bet one day people are going to turn around and go, "Oh wow, that guy's on a sitcom.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow, that guy's on the road now with Pete Davidson."
Oh, he's going to get in that whole, all those guys, all the Skankfest, a lot of podcasts related to that, start getting
dudes.
In all those. That's a whole scene. It's very,
that'd be cool because then he'll never
a lot
talk
of
to
fans.
Us again.
Yeah. It's amazing. So I'm beyond proud of him for.
Good job, Tom.
Yeah. Great job, Tom.
Hey, let me real quick tell you something that I did this past weekend.
Okay.
Katie and I are sponsoring a midshipman.
Yeah, what I don't even know what that means.
Well, I did it in my previous life.
I knew that you did.
Remember
previously.
Edsel? I loved him. He was a
yes.
great kid.
Uh-huh.
So you're then, not familiar with the swinging lifestyle.
Well, what's funny is I won't mention any names. The next midshipman we sponsored is with my ex-wife.
Yeah,
she was dating one of my ex-wife's college roommate's sons. They were dating.
Okay.
By year three, she had a girlfriend. By year four, she was married to a woman. Okay, so that happened. That was the progression
Fun.
Of the next mid. But this mid, his name is Zach, and I made him.
But again, I don't know what it means.
So when you sponsor them, they're not allowed to do anything.
Do they live here?
They live in the Navy, at the Naval Academy.
Okay.
So they live on campus. They're not allowed to do anything. So every once in a while, they need a place to do their laundry. They need a place to sleep.
Oh,
they need
I
to
see.
Get a break. We're 3 miles away from the Naval Academy.
Sure.
We go get him. He stays at our house for a while.
Can I ask a quick question?
Yeah.
You get a stipend for doing that?
No.
There's somebody in my neighborhood. There's a guy I befriended him and his wife, Joe and Heather. They got a kid that my friend Evan, my son Evan is friends with their son. They get an Airbnb for a week during the what's that family week? When
Commission
week.
Yeah, I know Joe's talked about this.
Yeah, they rent their, do you know how much they get for their
yeah.
fucking
yeah,
house
Yeah, no,
for
you
a
can
week?
Get this for it.
Yeah, Joe knows.
They get
yeah.
this for their house.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
Yeah.
They get $8,000 for their house.
Yeah.
And they go
yeah.
stay an extended stay for a few days and
yep.
just eat out every night.
So it's Katie
awesome.
And I
holy
are,
shit, we yeah. gotta do that.
Yes. Katie and I are finishing the basement.
I got
and
a fucking
gonna,
arcade, man.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're close enough. Maybe you are.
I think I'm close enough to the Naval Academy.
Are
oh,
you
yeah.
close enough?
Oh, yeah.
Then you should do it.
Justin's like, trust me.
Because we're doing
it. I timed it.
Hey, let's plan it.
Can I rent out my
house? Fucking do
can
it.
Can I come to my apartment? Yeah.
I got three bedrooms.
We'll stay at Rob's.
Yes.
I got a deck. I got a grill.
Let's go on vacation.
Yes, let's
yeah,
go.
That's what I'm saying. We go to the yeah. beach. We can go to the ocean.
Let's go to your
that's
rental just, property yes. in that bad part of town.
But anyway, here's, I made a critical mistake.
Section 8 Joe.
Yeah.
Have you guys all seen the, everyone has seen the Shane Gillis, Donald Trump's speed dating sketch.
Yes.
Don't tell me you showed.
Well, hold on. So,
oh, my God.
Or I was going to think the Navy SEALs are pussies bit.
No, I didn't see that.
God.
I mean, I didn't
in the special?
It.
His last special?
Oh, yeah, was, no, I'm yeah. sorry. Yeah, I did,
oh,
yeah.
You're using night vision, sneak it up on fucking guys? Kind of a cowardly way to fight.
So,
are you telling me you did what?
Oh, no.
Well, here's what I did. So
just show him the fucking golden retrievers.
So he comes over.
This is Oscar. Olive loves to
Katie
jump on
mentions...
You.
Something about Theo Vaughn. He's like, oh, I love Theo Vaughn.
Yeah. Okay, that's
so
good.
Now we're talking
Theo
comedy.
Theo Vaughn's a great
I go,
comedian.
Oh.
Headline in the MGM next
And
time.
He's like, oh, I know this comic. And all of a sudden, they're talking comedy. I go, have
they're
you seen,
hitting it off.
Have you seen Shane Gillis's new special? He goes, I don't know who Shane Gillis is.
Oh, boy.
I go,
oh,
let
boy.
Me show you something.
Oh, no.
Okay. Now, first of all, I forgot it's fucking filthy, okay?
Yes.
This kid's 19, right? He's
Theo Vaughn is not clean, though.
Right,
this is
right.
The,
so,
this
right.
Is, Drew, you're right, yeah.
So I'm
true.
Getting
he's
that.
Not Shane Gillis filthy, though.
And I really, I put it on. He's not laughing.
Oh.
Okay. Now, I can't stop it. You follow what I'm saying? It's happening. Now, if you've seen it, you know it's absolutely filthy, which I'm not worried about that. But now I'm making him watch something that he doesn't think is funny. It's also filthy. I'm like, wait a minute. I'm 50. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And now I have this kid in here.
Yeah.
I'm showing him these videos.
Mm-hmm.
It was, and there's nothing I could do. And the video is about 5 minutes long. And I knew a minute in it was a mistake.
Yeah. Well, sometimes you got to think to yourself, like, I'm 50, whatever, and he's 19. I shouldn't be showing him any
Should I be
videos.
Showing him Matt Rife?
If it's sports related, because that's ageless. That's, you know, like
right.
walk-off home run.
Well, he had also told me, like, he's...
But it's if it's something about... It's just you're two different.
You're right.
Generations.
Yeah,
apart.
Delta
yeah. Katie be the barometer
exactly.
of what
yeah,
should be.
She's
yeah.
right.
She's got her foot in each world.
I think I'm cool. I'm not. You
know
what I'm saying? Like
yeah.
I think that I.
She
I'm
has
like,
AirPods and listens to Air Supply.
Right.
I remember at Gary's party we talked about where he has that great party and then our buddy Henson showed up a day early, and that they had the Cure cover band and it was all like Gary's kid and their fucking peers.
Yeah.
And so the party's wrapping up and it's like me and Gary. And Henson, and I forget who else. And then all these like 19 and 22 year olds. And I'm just talking to them, and Gary's like, no, come over here. Talk to Michelle, my wife. And I'm like, oh, yeah, what am I? I should be over here. What am I standing?
I'm
like
in the wrong group.
It's so, like, I'm like a creepy guy.
Oh, I do that at skate parks. Oh, yes. I get there, and I'm skating around like two 16-year-olds, and immediately I see the guy like holding his back. I'm like, oh, friend. And I'm immediately like, ah, nice. You got a 401k? Cool. Let's talk. Let's do some early grabs.
The problem is that I think I'm cool. I won't let it go.
I won't let it go. Yeah,
you are, but I feel like...
Because we're young at heart, but we're still
old. I mean, we're doing this,
but
right?
They have... He might have a grandfather.
Don't tell him about
I started a Twitch gaming channel. Yes. Okay? I mean, fuck, man.
Don't tell him about the Christopher Walken thing. Don't tell him.
So, yeah, with next year.
Although
though,
he did just get dumped by his girlfriend.
Oh. So he's vulnerable.
Yeah. So I was making fun of it.
Why don't you fix him
mad.
Up with one of your friends?
Yeah. Right. Get Erica over here.
This is my 52-year-old friend.
Erica has a boyfriend now. But
this is my friend Mila Kunis. And in comes Eric in a dark black wig. It's my day to beer. Take your pants off.
Are you going to bring him to a murder mystery?
Yeah. No, what? Here, they're not really allowed out. So during week, they aren't allowed out past 6.
Are you responsible for them as far as somewhat of a chaperone truancy like officer role? Like, you give them a place to stay, make sure they're fed and everything like that, but you also have to like kind of keep tabs, like hypothetically.
No.
I'm gonna give you a scenario.
I mean, if I do, I'm not.
I'll give you a scenario. He comes home one day, he's fucking trash.
I'll be like, yes.
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
I wouldn't.
But you would just
no, I wouldn't care.
You wouldn't give a shit. No, I know you would care, but like, does the Navy say anything like, hey, you know, this is the future? You
if they find out that he came there trash and I didn't say anything, I don't know. Who am I going to call? The Admiral? I don't know.
Call the Admiral. Yeah, who David I Robinson. Yeah,
Captain David Fuchs of the United States Navy. We have
a
friend now.
Did you tell him about the podcast?
Yeah, I did.
Okay. No, is he listening?
He may be listening. No. I mean, I don't know.
Well, Midshipman Push, we hope you're enjoying it.
Have you told him about trivia on Monday nights, writing down it?
He's not allowed out.
He can't go that close?
Can you have him in via Zoom? Can you Zoom him into trivia?
No, he's not allowed out to trivia, although we just did trivia again. You know, now
this is week 4.
Yeah, there's no trivia the next 2 weeks. I'm bummed out.
Because of the boat show.
But here's the thing.
It's time to buy that boat.
We mentioned this trivia because it's the easiest fucking trivia that it ever was.
Yeah,
okay?
You get it right if you get it wrong.
It was I'm telling you, imagine this. Last time we went to trivia, we got 27 out of 30.
And we probably should have got 20.
Okay, are you
That's
kidding
completely
me?
And like 24 and of them we didn't even think about. We're not.
This week.
But we talked about it, and we talked about it previously, and she realizes who you were. Maddie, shout out Maddie.
Yeah, and Maddie, listen to me. If
Love
you're listening,
you, Maddie.
Don't change. This is no reflection. Well, do not change at all.
Too late.
Maddie, do not change.
Ever. But you're perfect. You give him exactly what he needs. The questions are fucking softball, and it's 1 hour long.
That's perfect.
But she listened to us last week,
then
this week.
Right, and then the first three questions, I'm like, wait a minute.
Super fucking hard.
It's fucking hard.
Yeah. Oh, right. She listened to us.
And we didn't watch worse.
And I was like, no. Now, then they started getting real easy. I'm like, oh, she probably like, well, I'm going to make them hard. And then she's like, nah, it's too difficult to do.
Psych, you're still dumb as fuck. We should have her guest host the next Seinfeld trivia.
So then
we have
a
Seinfeld individual
try
and marry the two properties somehow.
So it was so easy.
Seinfeld's a show about blank.
You're making a joke. Those are exactly
who
what the
does Jerry
like.
Seinfeld play on the show?
Yeah,
Seinfeld.
I'm telling you,
what
those,
is Jerry's profession on the program?
Those are the questions, and I absolutely love it.
Comedian, wrong actor.
Now this week, there's two things that happened. First thing is there was a question. The answer was what president's daughter, name the president whose daughter, blah, blah, blah. Well, the president was Jimmy Carter.
Had to do with Halloween. Halloween.
And I put in parentheses, Amy. I knew the name of the daughter. She gave me half a point. Meanwhile, that's good. You just add extra. Right. She just gives you extra points.
Okay.
So I absolutely love that.
By the way, what a weird thing for you to know.
At the end.
Tell that to your mid.
Yeah.
Hey, I know. Who's Jimmy Carter?
We got a seven. A 7 and an 8.5.
Yeah.
Okay. That's 22.5 points.
That's a lot of points.
Okay. Yeah. Well, she goes in third, and I realize, like, oh, we're going to get third. She goes with 23 points, some other team. Okay. So we didn't. We end up finishing second. Yeah. We didn't. We finished fourth, and we end up getting second. I got a bottle of wine downstairs.
Oh, hell yeah.
She added a point and a half.
That's what you get for second prize. Bottle of wine's probably worth more than the $30 gift card.
She said, what's the first year that the Orioles won 100 games? I said, 1971. She said, 1969 is close enough.
Here you go. 1 point. Fuck it.
Yes.
I love it.
I love it. It's horseshoes trivia.
I love it.
Close.
Yes. Do not, Maddie, if you're listening, do not change. We absolutely love it. Now, they're not going to have trivia for 2 weeks, she said, which I don't like. I want to do like trivia.
Go to another one.
Who
just
sings
to have
Part
something.
Of the USA? Taylor Swift. Close enough.
I like it. Done. All right?
I love
Mistress
it.
Mistress Gaga. Just hey. Go to one to give it something to compare against to know what you're missing out on.
We do another one.
Let me tell
one.
You something. What is the maximum miles per hour for rainfall?
Oh my God. That was a question.
That was a question. That was one of the early questions when she
it's
changed.
Fucking hard,
that's
right?
So hard.
Hey,
what is it?
The answer is 33 miles an hour. We put 25. Got it. She gave it to us. And that was, I
sure.
love it.
Yeah. Yeah. That so. Counts.
She's like a cop. Oh, 33 to 25. It's not speeding. Yes. It's okay. All so, the same.
I'll give you a trivia question real quick. Which of the following things do you not want to find in your hallway trash can after a bunch of people visit your house and eat all your food on a football Sunday?
Used condom.
A, used condom. Yeah. All right. What did I find? A, used condom. B, discarded what? Handgun with all of the serial numbers shaved down. Or C, full fucking diaper.
Oh, God.
I had the family over at my house. Look at this brood. I took a picture. Look what at this fucking...
Who did it belong to?
Oh, my God. Was that 50 people?
It must be. I lost track.
I don't
after
see a
while.
Baby.
They're because they're everywhere. They're falling okay. down the steps.
Because if there's no baby, but there's a huge diaper.
Don't they know yeah. that a, you can't... No, you put it in a trash bag. You take it outside and you put it in the trash can outside. It can't be thrown
is that
away
the,
inside.
Is that, that's the proper etiquette,
that's
right?
why that's they a, have a diaper genie.
They have diaper yeah. genies. Yes. I had yeah. a diaper genie. We got these rugrats running around. I'm trying to watch football. They're trying to turn on Washington. I go, I got a TV downstairs with fucking yes. Washington on it. Let me watch my Ravens. So I'm downstairs watching the Ravens, and I go upstairs to use my bathroom during halftime. I crack open the door. I almost tore a neck muscle oh, going, no. like, oh, my God, what's oh, that yeah. stink? What? And I creeped over to the toilet because I'm assuming I'm going to flip this thing up. I'm going to find a full pot sure. of soup. Look down there, just water as clear as Evian. Okay. I go, what the fuck
that's
is that
powerful.
Smell? And I'm looking around like, oh my God. And I look in the trash can and there is a diaper about the size of a volleyball.
Is there and a giant baby?
I go out in the living room. I'm like, damn, somebody got into the Gerber a little bit.
The Gerber.
Yeah. Like, she had a big morning. She was eating pepperoni and Milky Ways.
What?
This
what
baby was eating white pepperoni. Trash. Yeah, it's my house. Of course it's white trash.
Are you
pepperoni
kidding me?
And Milky Ways. This kid took this hot geyser
what
shit.
What would you like on your pizza? Pepperoni and a Milky Way.
Oh,
how
Milky
old is
Ways
this kid?
Too.
How old?
Two. Two. And so the turds are getting bigger, but they're still yeah. in diapers.
It's a pound for every.
Did you say, how about a vegetable?
I took this thing outside. I've had bowling balls that weighed less than this. I took the bag outside. The weight on it. You saw the plastic on one of those small bathroom trash bags starting to stretch.
Oh, my
just
God.
Just fucking vile. Just what a viable thing to do. Absolutely disgusting. And if you're listening to the program, by the way, Mac, love you. Kelsey, crave you. Hackman, do not get a tattoo of DLP on one nut.
Yes, do it. Do it.
On
yes,
the
do it. Yes, 100%. Do it. Do it. Do it.
Okay, go ahead. Two out of three wins. Yeah. Brittany, hotness. Want to welcome to the family, Cybergam. Want to welcome
yes.
the DLP Patreon family, Cybergam. Thank you so much. You know who you are. You know who your team is. That is obviously you've been listening recently. The name Magoobi spelled backwards, which Rob and I did not get
couldn't
on stage.
Couldn't figure it out.
And we couldn't have come across. I mean, we came across... That's the real Christopher Walken stupid.
Yes.
The amount of dumb.
No, you didn't.
All of us approved yeah. just how dumb we were in the past 2 months.
We were Googling
but,
that.
But I, you yeah. listen. We talk about it in the show. You listen. You're now a Patreon. We owe you murder mystery tickets, too. So reach yeah. out to
by
us.
By the way, do they're doing, you know what they're doing, too? This is Cybergam. I don't want to give away their yeah. real name, but they reached out and they said, I'm taking this back to the beginning. They started at Patreons from June of last year.
Oh, hell yeah.
Did that. That's awesome.
They immediately DM'd me about the threesome conversation.
Oh.
Yeah. That, oh my God, I heard the one that went horribly wrong. They reminded me, still got to try and get that guy on.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. He and I still talk every couple
yeah,
of months.
Yeah, we tried to get him on.
We tried, had some Skype issues, yeah. and one day he didn't pick
he
up.
He also didn't want to have the conversation in front of his current wife.
He
and
wanted,
that was
he wanted to run to the store
yeah,
to talk
yeah,
about
yeah,
it because
yeah,
she's
so
not aware of that portion of his life. So she did remind me, or they, whoever Cybergam could be, you need to get that fucking guy on that absolutely looks like she just he set off an IED in your girlfriend's vagina.
I didn't realize that they're that deep into it. Good for them.
Starting at the beginning.
Yeah, that had to be one of the, I think that was one of the earlier episodes.
I think this episode two.
Well, that is one of the best parts about the Patreon. You go back, you get every episode.
Yeah.
Yeah, that you were on. So yeah. I want to say one thing.
Please.
We're going to roll out of here soon, but are any of you guys going to the Orioles game on Saturday?
I am not.
Okay, so I mean, the Orioles.
I'm off for a few weeks, but
you should go. The Orioles have won 101 games. They haven't won 100 games since 1980.
I married a girl that I asked out years ago, and she said no to.
So I'm going, right? I'm like, I'm not going to.
Good.
I'm
going. You're wearing a hot dog suit?
Well, I'm not wearing a hot dog suit.
It's
However,
dog night again.
We get the tickets. I got it through my friend Tony. Shout out.
Yeah.
He gets them. He goes, hey. We're in the splash zone. Do you know what that is?
Oh, that's the fucking party zone.
That's
great.
That's
you want to be when you're
party
sick.
Party zone.
Yeah.
So, yes, I'm sick. And yes, I looked at it. It's you're going old. To be a low of 57 that day, a high of 63. I'm sick. And also, there's another person going with me, and she ain't too thrilled about this.
Really? Oh, no, man. I think I saw the splash zone in full effect at 98 Rock Night. That's the fucking spot to be in. I'm telling you, treat it like a Gallagher show. Wear a fucking poncho.
Hey, I bought ponchos. Okay.
You're going to have a blast.
I just bought a poncho. I just bought.
Orioles lose 10-0. You're like, yes,
hey,
get warm.
I just
toasty.
Bought four ponchos.
Perfect.
Yeah.
How much did it cost?
$10.
Yeah, I think $20 a poncho.
$80.
For all four.
Yeah.
Robbie says 80.
$3.96.
Well, so you got a good one.
Yeah. They were 99 cents. Now, as soon as I order them, I go, I'll order the ponchos. Katie's like, okay, cool.
Way that. To take care of that.
So I go, hey, they'll be here tomorrow. She goes, how much did you pay? I said, well, they were 99 cents a piece. She goes, no.
Yeah.
That's not going to work. I go, well, why wouldn't it work?
Because it's plastic. 99 cents.
She goes,
Joe.
Essentially, you're going to be wearing, you know what they put over your when you go to the laundromat or whatever?
Yeah.
When you go to
yes.
the dry cleaners?
Yes.
That's what we're going to be wearing.
Basically.
I go, well, I got two of them.
Yeah.
Each, we can each wear two.
Are you familiar with the Annex? What they call the Annex at 98 Rock? There's a building called the Annex. Mm-mm. It's a building that's attached to the 98 Rock building, but you have to leave the building to get into this building. It's still attached to it, but there's no right. way.
Do
into
I know
it.
Where this is?
If when you walk in the back door to go up the steps, look directly to the right. There's
yeah.
a second door right there.
Yeah, yeah.
That's the Annex.
Oh, okay. I've seen that.
Your key card yeah. opens it up. When wow. you go in there, there's prizes.
It's a whole new world in there.
There's DVDs. Oh, there's
yeah, yes.
all kinds of stuff. You know what else there is in there?
Ponchos.
There's a crate with 500 ponchos.
Oh!
With 98 Rock ponchos from here, from the Pacific to the
nice.
Atlantic.
Well, Justin, I will not be at that station before Saturday, but I know somebody that will. You.
I'll see you there.
So you need to grab
I'm
me.
I'm going to grab you a handful of them.
You need to grab me some ponchos.
All branded yes. up, too. 98 Rock head
That's
to toe.
Perfect. Yeah.
But the good news is, let me tell a quick story. I remember when I used to do nights on 98 Rock, I used to have Justin Schlegel up for the video game report.
Okay. Yeah.
And this motherfucker used to go and loot the prize closet.
I would.
He would come out.
Is
he would
the
just
statute of limitations
and
up.
He looked like, you know the video Been Caught Stealing?
Yeah.
It looks, that's what he looked like. He's wearing trench coat with just like, every single video game that they had in there. Blades of Glory, I remember he took that.
Of course.
Yes.
And now he's going to take 30 ponchos.
Yes. So we're going to mute this portion of the podcast tonight because we're
that
not
was
an advertiser on the stage. That's right. never happened at all.
Never.
I never
crazy.
Once completely Ocean to Leaven yeah. that fucking
I don't
thing.
Remember that at all.
No idea, Robbie.
Theo did that, right?
Yeah, that's why.
I'm just kidding. That
that's why
happen.
The Theo and Justin yeah. show lasted literally one day. And that is for real. Thank you to everybody that's a DLP Patreon
Thank
member.
You guys.
And again, if you could please, we got a new venture with Die Laughing Productions. DLP is now gaming on Twitch. It is twitch.tv/Justin98Rock. I'll change some of the branding. If you follow me on Instagram, it's in my bio.
Perfect.
Click it. Subscribe. You ain't even got to watch. Just, I need 50 plus subscribers. And after that, I can become a part of this affiliate thing. I can get the boys involved. And you ain't got to spend a dime. And it'll help us make a couple of bucks to continue to pour back into it. October 27th, 28th. Friday is going to be stand-up, two shows. Saturday, it's our Halloween whodunit. The script is as tight as it's ever been this year. We got a rehearsal on Sunday I'm looking forward mm-hmm. to. So please.
October 25th, East Improv, if you're more down that way.
Yes,
as well.
Go see us down there. And there's another one early the
October
14th,
the Bright Box in Winchester. We love our people in Winchester. First show's already sold out.
Hell yeah.
Go to that.
God,
go to the second show if you hurry.
Yeah, so it's been kind of a nice, chill summer, but we're stomping the DLP throttle as we head in fall into the winter. And you are a big part of that, especially you, Cybagam.
Love you.
Eveliths, all of our Jen Loves Sports, now a proud Patreon subscriber.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Jen.
Everybody else, Ariel, all our dear friends, Hackman, can't wait to hug you at the .05K. We'll talk to you next week.
See ya.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.